Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters. Be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Talk radio to spark your curiosity, illuminate your spirit, and fire you up into action right now, right here, and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Today at Fire Up with CJ, I have Chris Kessler, who is a certified ACE personal trainer and a co-author of the book Fresh Off the Couch, What You Didn't Know About Fitness. What you didn't know about fitness makes all the difference. So we're going to talk today about getting a successful start to your New Year's resolution of getting fit. So welcome, Chris.
Hi, CJ.
I'm so, you know, Chris is actually, I've worked with Chris as my own personal trainer, and one of the things I most enjoyed was my first conversation. I was telling Chris earlier this morning that the first time I met her, and I said, what should I do? And she said, you need to de-stress. I said, what should I do to get healthy? And she said, you know what, you need to relax and work out less. And that was my favorite answer ever from a personal trainer. And it was right, I think. So anyway, so why should I exercise? Why should people exercise? I wanted to just start off with kind of getting a sense of what you think are the benefits of exercise.
Well, most people are really aware of the health benefits of exercise in terms of feeling stronger, being more steady on your feet, being able to pick up the things you want to pick up, having more energy, sleeping better, that kind of stuff. But I wanted to mention specifically, nowadays we have a lot of research on the brain, and a couple authors, Dr. David Amen and Dr. John Medina, have both highlighted exercise as the number one thing you can do for your brain.
What does exercise do for your brain?
Well, there's three main things it does for your brain. It zaps the stress chemicals that can kind of cloud things and make you feel foggy and make you feel kind of out of sorts. It boosts your problem-solving abilities, and it cuts the risk of dementia by half.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible.
Wow, that is truly incredible. So it has a lot of effects beyond. And so for you, your big aha sounds like it's, hey, it's actually good for your brain too.
Yeah,
it seems
it's really
so often that people use the excuse like, oh, I can't do it because I'm too busy at work. But in fact, actually, if it increases your problem solving, it may be good and decreases your stress, which I assume gives you more clarity of thought too.
Yes, that's true. It has a way of allowing you to take on your other tasks in a more efficient way. Now, I know that many people are very busy. They've got families. They've got demanding jobs. In this current economy, people are often working harder at their jobs because they don't have as many people on staff. And I know that it's not an easy thing to balance out, but getting enough rest, which is also good for your brain, and getting in some exercise can make a whole difference to the way those other stresses are handled.
Yeah, interesting. So tell me a little bit about, I wanted you to recount the conversation we had earlier when I first met you, and you were talking about the ultimate goal of exercise and working out, and I thought you had a really unique perspective.
Well, for me, the ultimate goal of exercise and working out is not the exercise itself. It's what you can do with it. It's being able to enjoy your family. If you're somebody who has grandchildren, being able to get up and down off the floor. If you're somebody who has small children and wants to be able to safely pick them up and and move them around, if you're somebody who needs to keep up with their teens. Those are the real goals, I think. Having fun in your life, being able to enjoy dancing, if that's what you enjoy, being able to continue skiing, all of those things are much more important goals to me than the actual, you know, spending time in the gym.
Yeah, so quality of life, lifestyle enhancements, and just fun in general happen when
right.
you work out. Because of the things that I assume that you're talking about, right? So what's happening on a physiological level that has, you know, what is it about exercise that helps in all of these quality of life, fun?
One of the things that people don't realize is that your muscles, if you don't use them, kind of go offline. They're still there, but you lose the motor neurons that connect your brain to them. So in general, if you've ever taken on a new workout program, you know, those first few weeks, you see a lot of gains quickly, and that's because your body's building those motor neurons to muscle that you already have. So the first 6 weeks of any program will be an actual neurological change in your body to prepare you to work out more. And in fact, one of the reasons we ask people to start out slow is because you need time to build these connections to your muscles. And you need time to sort of reconnect. You need to be able to train in order to train. So that's one thing that happens.
I'm not a scientist. So help me translate this in a more simpler way.
The connections from your brain to your muscles are called motor neurons. And those pathways kind of go away when you don't use your muscles.
Okay.
So by reconnecting to your muscles, you just energize your whole physique. You use many more muscles than you did before.
Right.
The other thing that's part of that is that each cell in your muscle has a sense of where it is in relation to the other muscle cells. So as you connect to these muscles, you actually begin to physically know where you are in space much better. So your sense of who you are, you know, where you are, increases as you improve your muscular abilities.
Got it. So you're saying, so mapping us back, like what is, you know, how can working out help you with fun, more fun, more joy, quality of life? And their simple kind of basic day in, day out movements, like standing up, getting out of the car, playing with your children. And when you are more sedentary, don't do those things. It sounds like the motor neurons are not as activated. Is that right? Or how does that
right.
work? So
they kind of go to sleep on you. They kind of, if you're familiar with how your computer screen changes if you don't use it, you know, if you don't jiggle the mouse and the things just start, you know, the screensavers come on, that's kind of what happens to the muscles. They're still there. Your computer's still there. If you jiggle it, it'll come back, right?
Right, right.
But it's kind of gone offline. It's not being used, so it's resting.
Right, and it gives you the illusion, just like your computer, it gives you the illusion that something is happening, right, even though it's...
That's true. That's good.
Right? So, like, you probably don't even know that you could be, I mean, just using the analogy that you just used, you probably don't even know that you could be having a better quality of life because you aren't doing those, you know?
Yeah,
look at it like everything's fine. But if you were to exercise, you would find that you would have more energy and a better quality of life because you're knitting these motor neurons together.
Activating,
it sounds like, these motor neurons.
Right. Well, a lot of people, as they age, begin to notice problems with balance and a sort of sense that they're not as stable as they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
part of that, there's several components, but part of it is if you don't use the muscles in your body, then they're not really those muscles that have kind of gone offline or resting or, you know, just hanging out. They no longer know where they are in relationship to the other parts of your body. And it's not an intellectual thing. It's not a matter of, you know, seeing something and knowing where I am. It's much more physically deep than that. For instance, if you were to reach your hand out and touch a glowing coal or a hot stove or something like that, you wouldn't have to stand there and say to yourself, move my hand, it's hot. You would just
right.
jerk your hand away.
Right.
It's just a physical motor reflex.
Right.
And so this sense of knowing where you are in space, when your muscles are working and you're using them, is something like that. It's not an intellectual thing.
Right. But how it translates to your day in, day out experience, if you're finding yourself that you're less stable, you have less balance, less energy.
Right. You're more
and it
afraid
sounds like particularly
of moving.
The balance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
you,
say that again.
You might feel like you're going to fall.
You
just feel less safe.
Yeah, yeah. So that, and you probably don't recognize that those things are related to working out. They are
right.
usually just considered like, well, you're getting old. That's part of it.
Yeah. Right.
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 Right. But it's not part of it.
No, it doesn't have to be. No.
So let's talk about what does constitute going back to working out and wellness. And I always think about it as just health and wellness. Like why I work out is just overall health and wellness. But really, what does constitute health and wellness? So we've talked about just quality of life, but you know, in terms of a technical from a personal trainer perspective, what are the elements that are constituted for good physical health?
Well, we generally look in three main areas, and one would be cardiovascular fitness. Mm-hmm. How well does your heart respond to exercise? Can you bring your heart rate up and then have it recover, you know, within a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Can you go for longer periods of time at a higher heart rate without feeling exhausted and tired? And, you know, can your heart endure a certain amount of exercise and stress? We look at the muscle strength that I just talked about, and we also look at flexibility, which is very important for being able to maintain correct movement and to maintain your spine and keep yourself feeling comfortable in your daily activities. Those are the
right.
three big areas that we look at.
Yeah. And then one of the things I know that you were talking about was what is exercise not, too, because it's much as important to know what exercise is. What is it not?
Well, it's not it's just moving. You have to clarify that a little bit, CJ, because it's so many things spring to my mind. So,
I remember when we had talked a little bit about the show, one of the things you said is one of my main points is exercise is not a punishment for being fat or thinness. It's also not itself part of what it's required to be fit.
That's true, and sometimes people think if they've struggled with weight, they think exercise is punishment for being overweight.
Yeah,
and it's not.
So. Looks like we're getting the music. So this is personal trainer Chris on Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio. Up next, we're going to talk about how you're going to get started with your fitness goals. If you want to know more about Chris or listen to other shows, check it out at www.firedupwithcj.com. Make sure to stick around for freebies at the end of the show.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
So this may sound simple, but when you're planning a road trip, you have to figure out where you're going first.
With the Take Shape for Life program, the destination is living life at optimal health. So what does that mean? It means more energy. It means less medications. And yes, it means losing the extra pounds, which is actually part of the getting there. Talk to a Take Shape for Life health coach who's been there. Listen to their story and their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment is with Chris Kessler, a certified ACE personal trainer, and we're going to be talking about how you should start your workout. Let's say that this is you're either restarting your workout program or you've just never worked out before and you want to start working out, what you should do to start off. So, Chris, what is your advice for those who maybe have never even worked out before? For a really long time, and they're starting all over.
Well, first of all, I think people should take a breath in. Lots of times when people want to start working out, it's because they got their pictures back from their vacation or something happened that suddenly made them feel uncomfortable in their bodies. Mm-hmm. So I want everybody to just take a breath in first and sort of look around at their life and sort of see the landscape of their life, because fitness is not a static destination. No matter who you are, you can find ways to improve. And those three things that I mentioned earlier, I really think are a great way for people to start. Look at their cardiovascular health, look at their strength, and look at their flexibility. And there's almost always something that people can start with there.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I always tell my husband, because here's what happens, and God love my husband, but it happens that he doesn't work out for a while, and it could be like 6 months. He doesn't work out for 6 to 9 months, mm-hmm. and he comes back, and he goes to do a workout at the gym, and he starts off exactly where he was before. So let's say he was doing like 30-minute cardio at like a, you know, five mile per hour, I think. Is that whatever those little metrics are? On the treadmill, he'll just start right over, and then, you know, either one of three things happens. He gets injured. He gets so sore that he doesn't want to work out again because it's so painful.
Right.
Or he's just like, oh, my God, this is going to be a long haul. I mean, or, you know, sometimes he gets motivated. He's like, wow, this was just the thing that I needed to get me motivated. I mean, it seems like that seems like one of the big problems that I see when people work out. I mean, what do you see as a personal trainer?
I think you're exactly correct. Most people try too hard, and most people kind of get stuck back in when they were 20 years old, and they remember the team they used to be on or the track workout that they used to do, and they head right back out. That's one of the reasons why I encourage people to look around at their life now and then find some place where you can start out small. In fact, I like the smaller the goal, you know, the quicker the success. Mm-hmm. Because then you can build on something.
So give me an example of what starting off small may look like.
Well, say you look around at your life and you say, okay, I really haven't done much. I have a couple small children. I'm working a job. What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? I don't have enough time to go into a gym.
Right.
So then you kind of look at your life and what works for you. And now I've known a couple people who have been very successful at saying to themselves, you know, the only time I have, I looked around, the only time I know I can consistently do something is like 6 in the morning before the kids are up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
And they take that time. And I know somebody who teamed up with one of their neighbors. And they started walking around their neighborhood for 30 minutes, just chatting and walking. It worked great for them because if one didn't show up, the other went to get them, and that worked great for them. I've known another person who had, like, an exercise bike in her basement, and she would get up and just go down and sit on the exercise bike for 15 minutes. That's all she could manage. Made a tremendous difference in her life. It gave her a real springboard to go forward and find some more time. But it has to be something small, and it has to be something you can do with ease, not something you have to drop everything, you know, put your children in daycare and all that kind of stuff, because chances are you won't be able to maintain it.
Yeah, so, I mean, and here's the thing that I think I always questioned when I was had newborns and, you know, it's like, how am I going to get to do a workout? I mean, even if it is, and here's what I at least convinced myself, even if it is just you go to the, you know, you go to the gym, you know, you drive over, you go to the gym or you go down to your basement, like you were mentioning for your client, and you work out for 15 minutes, it's enough, right? I mean, even if you did 15 minutes for once a week, twice a week, three, I mean, it's better than nothing, right? Or is it like you wouldn't have, you shouldn't even bother?
It's good in several different ways. And actually, the guy who did the brain research said, you only need 30 minutes of cardio for your brain. You only need 30 minutes of cardio relatively brisk 2 times a week.
Wow.
And he said that was enough to change the brain chemistry. So, you know, there's all these different levels at which you can approach it. And I completely agree. Even if you just get to the gym for 15 minutes and you do 15 minutes worth and get, you know, get home, that's fine. It creates space in your life. It creates expectation in the lives of other people in your family.
Yeah. And I think another thing that as a busy mom that I always thought was helpful is that I always multitask, and maybe that's not the smartest thing to do, but, you know, I'd say, oh, I always wanted to listen to that podcast, so I'd be working out and, like, listening to the podcast, or, oh, gosh, my luxury moment would be reading the New York Times right now, so I'd be on the treadmill and read the New York Times. So there, I tried to make what may be difficult into a joyful thing, like something I looked forward to.
Right, right. I think that's a good idea. And I think if you're a mom, chances are you have to multitask.
Right.
You probably don't have a choice.
Right. So what do you do for folks who are older? You know, they're maybe 40, 50, 60 or older. I mean, how do they start an approach of workout, or is it exactly the same?
Well, I would sort of make an analogy to dental health. When you're young, you don't, for the most part, have to worry about as much as when you get older. So if you hadn't been brushing your teeth very regularly or taking care of your dental health, probably the first thing you'd want to do is go see a doctor, a dentist. And I think that's also true of people as we age. If you haven't been doing too much and you want to get started in your 40s and 50s, the first thing to do would be to have yourself evaluated by a health professional. And that way you know you can start out safely.
Does that mean a doctor or a personal trainer?
If you have any restrictions in your movement.
Right. What's a health professional that you should see to start off with? Is it a doctor or a personal trainer, or who's the health professional that you should see?
Well, personal trainers, we're not really health professionals. So
okay.
I would say a doctor, or depending on your medical insurance, they might have a nurse practitioner do the evaluation. You might even just in your doctor's office, there may be some other person that, you know, makes sure your blood pressure is within reasonable limits, listen to your heart, that kind of stuff. Lots of times people have, when they're younger, they have heart conditions that they're unaware of because they're relatively healthy, and they don't show up until you get older. So if you haven't been, you know, evaluated, checked out, it's a good place to start. And just like with the teeth thing, you wouldn't start brushing your teeth 12 hours a day if you hadn't been brushing them regularly. You'd start out, just do a regular, reasonable amount, right?
Right.
And if you didn't have the habit of brushing your teeth, well, you probably wouldn't get it every day. But
Right. Fitness,
although we want it to be fun, is the kind of habit that you want to have this part of your life in that same ho-hum way brushing your teeth are.
Right.
And there's a lot of little skills that you have in terms of doing that. You set a time when you brush your teeth. You have all the things you need to brush your teeth in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with fitness, if you had to look for your toothbrush, it was in the car or it was in your purse or something, you probably wouldn't be able to get around to brushing your teeth very often. So, you make priority for that, and you have the equipment you need in order to be able to carry that out. So as you get older, you want to make sure that you're okay. You know, make sure that, say, if you have a sore knee, you want to check it out before you, walk a couple miles. And then you want to have your routine set up in a way where fitness can become part of your routine.
Right. Yeah, so I think that, having a regular time every day where you work out, someone was telling me that she just started her workout, and what she did is, she started and she did it literally every single time, like 7 in the morning or 6 in the morning. And what happened is she would even wake up in the morning because her body started getting used to it, and it was like her body was craving working out, and when she didn't do it, she actually felt worse.
Right.
And I've heard that before.
Then people notice.
Yeah, why is that happens? Like almost, and I don't know if there's a science behind it, but it seems like after you've worked out for a certain period of time, you actually feel worse when you don't work out. And I've always wondered what is happening, why does that happen, and does it happen to everyone?
Well, I don't really know the science behind it either, but if you think about what exercise does for you, you can see how people could miss it, because it does help to reduce those stress chemicals that exist in your system. Mm-hmm. It does help to balance your glucose in your blood. It does help you to have a sense of control in your life. When you're controlling your body and you're doing stuff you want to do with your body, it reinforces that sense of being in control. So when you don't have those things happening any longer, it would be natural to miss them.
Want those again. So we have personal trainer Chris Kessler on Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network, and we're just talking about fitness and how to get started, which will continue after the break.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on Mind Body Practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, in case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment, Chris Kessler, a certified ACE personal trainer, answering the question of how you get started on a workout. If you want to find out a little bit more about Chris or even meet her, she will be at the Heart Zones International Conference in Seattle later in the year. And tell us the date again on that, Chris. It's in October,
it's
is that
November
right?
November 5th through the 7th.
November, sorry. And during November, what did you say, that it's November 5th?
Yes, through the 7th.
November 5th through the 7th.
That's a weekend.
Okay, and then in that conference, they'll be providing workshops for those who are ready to make the journey off the couch, as well as those who are needing help for that journey. So let's talk a little bit. Let's say you are getting off the couch. Let's put together a little program for someone. You know, maybe let's start off with, we already talked about the busy mom, but let's start off with someone who's just starting to work out. How would you put together a program? How often should they work out? How many times? And I know that it's like there's kind of a, here's what I heard you say last time, do what you can and anything
right.
is good. But what's the ideal scenario?
The ideal scenario after you've been checked out so that you know you're ready to start a program is three times a week. So if you can get your heart rate up, you know, for 30 minutes would be a wonderful goal, but maybe you're going to start out at 10. Mm-hmm. And then to do some sort of program that will help you to use your arms, use your legs, use your abs, and have that be what feels like a workout to you. So like I said, 30 minutes would be a great goal. 10 minutes to start with, and then maybe you would, in a gym, you could use machines or weights. At home, you could use things like cans of soup. You could use stretchy bands, just a little something to work your arms and your legs to get going, so that three times a week you would be able to do it.
Okay, so let's just do a hypothetical week. So let's pretend it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So what would a Monday look like then for me? Tell me do a Monday. Well, let's just pretend Monday. What would Monday be?
Do the cardio first so that your body's warmed up. Now, 30 minutes might be the goal, and you can say, hey, I don't really have that time. If you split that 30 minutes into three 10-minute segments, so maybe you did a 10-minute walk in the morning, and then you went to work, and at lunch you did another 10-minute walk, and then maybe in the afternoon after lunch when you're feeling kind of sleepy, you did another 10-minute walk, that would get your 30 minutes in. And then maybe in the morning or maybe after you get done work, you would do 12 push-ups. That's a great way to get started. You can do them on your knees. You can do them all the way out, depending on what you're ready for. And then you can grab a couple cans of soup and lift those with your hands, do bicep curls. And then you could stand by a chair or over a chair and do some, what people used to think of as deep knee bends, squats. You would kind of cover some territory there so that a lot of the muscles in your body got some work.
And how would you do the abs, or is the abs just inherent in all of that?
Well, the abs are a little bit separate. You would want to get some sort of resource. Either you could use a personal trainer, you could go to Pilates class, you could go to a yoga class, you could use a video, but you'd want to take a look at some sort of resource or have a person look at you while you're doing it. And you could do those even in your chair if you work in an office. You can do a number of things from your chair that would allow you to concentrate on those ab muscles and get them to work too.
I love that, so you can be working out in your office.
That would take some
coaching. Okay. All right, so your Monday would be 30 minutes of carb, or maybe these 10-minute segments, push-ups, something with your arms,
something with your knees.
How much time would you allocate? I mean, what's it? Because, you know, part of, I think, in any kind of new routine, it's trying to get a commitment as, like, what's the time commitment? Do I need to allocate for it? What would you say is the total time allocated in this Monday?
You can get a good weight program in much less than 30 minutes. And that probably would take some training of yourself, either through a gym or through videos or something like that. For the most part, the various videos and stuff are 40 to 50 minutes long, but that's because that's how you sell a video.
Right.
In order to get started, you don't need to do that much time.
But if you do cardio for 30 minutes, Chris, if you did cardio for 30 minutes, then what would be, are you saying an additional 30 minutes of this arms and chair, or are you saying that you could do it all in 30 minutes?
Oh, I'm saying that you would have some additional time over the 30 minutes, but it doesn't have to be a lot to start out with. If you think about how long it took you to do, you know, a few push-ups, a few bicep curls, and a couple squats, probably 10 minutes.
Okay, so maybe the workout that you just told us, at the maximum, would be 40 minutes. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then what would Wednesday look like?
On Wednesday, you'd want to do the cardio again. Okay. It's okay to break it into 10-minute segments. If you want to get it all done in once, that's okay too. And then for Wednesday, you would want to think about muscles that you hadn't used. So you would might want to, instead of doing push-ups, you would want to do rowing to work your back. And that could be done either sitting on a chair and holding weights and just making that rowing motion where you bring your shoulder blades back together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And since you had done squats on Monday, you might want to stand, hold a chair, and just pick your heel up to your butt. That would work the back part of your legs.
Mm-hmm.
And those, if you just added those two on that day, you would cover some new territory. You don't have to do a lot more to get started.
Yeah.
And then you wait until Friday to then bring the exercises together so that you would do the ones you did on Monday, the ones you did on Wednesday, together in one workout.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that seems like that would be a little bit longer, so maybe a 40-minute, and maybe a 60-minute workout, or I don't know if it's longer, if you could.
Those other Wednesdays would be a little bit shorter because it's just two exercises.
Right.
And so on Friday, maybe it would be 50 minutes altogether.
Mm-hmm.
But since you're just starting out, and I'm thinking about the person just starting out,
right,
it really wouldn't be that much longer.
Okay. And then how would you progress? Say that's week one and two, or week one and two and three, or how do you know when to go to that, you know, to change
to
that
the
routine
next level
up?
Well, that's kind of an individual choice, and it depends on how quickly your body responds to it.
Mm-hmm.
So in general, it takes about 5 to 6 weeks before a routine really gets old when you're first starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to find that it's hard to do that at the beginning, but as you start to progress, it's going to get a little bit easier, which means you can do the exercises a little bit slower, with a little better form, maybe a little heavier cans. And as you start to feel stronger, you're just naturally going to start to consider ways that you want to do new things. So say this gets you off the couch. The purpose of this is to get you off the couch. And around week four, you're going to say, hey, you know what? you know what, I really enjoyed dancing. I wonder if there's a place I can dance around here. Because you're going to feel a little stronger, a little more confident. To take it to the next level in terms of strictly workout kind of stuff, like weights mm-hmm. and that kind of thing, that would be then a good time to visit a local gym or YMCA or whatever you had that was a resource for you.
Right, to then actually ask a professional, like how much, what other kind of routines
right,
you want beyond
right,
that.
Right.
And I actually like one of the things that I think is really practical and I think we forget about because it does take a little bit more time is doing the things that you mentioned, which is fun things, right? You know, maybe you take a
right.
dance class or maybe you decide to play basketball with your kids or, you know, they take a little bit more effort in some ways because you just don't drive to a gym and go do them. But I do think
yeah.
that that's what, that changing it up makes it more fun, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I think the ultimate goal of being fit is to be able to go outside and play with your friends or your kids.
Right. Right. That's true. Can I go play with my friends next door? Yes. I think that is the ultimate. The ultimate. Now, how do you know when you've done too much? Like when, you know, because I actually just started, I had been working out like 5 times a week, and then I amped it up just to, because I realized that I wasn't as working my heart rate as much, and mm-hmm. and I kind of lost track of the weights. And then I started off and I started getting injured. Like I had knee injuries. I realized that I wasn't as stable like you mentioned before. I mean, what do you do so you don't get injured?
Well, that's a really good question. I think that one of the things is as you work out, pay attention to your body as much as you can. And now that's a hard thing for us in our culture. That's easy for me to say, and I know I've experienced it to be difficult, too. And like you say, you get kind of excited about doing something, and then the little ache and pain that maybe you need to pay attention to, you put it aside. So it's important to pay attention to how you're feeling and to trust that. There's some tools that can really help you do that. Heart rate monitors have come down in price tremendously.
Okay.
You can get them for as little as $40. And learning to use a heart rate monitor is great because it can actually show you when you're starting to feel sick, maybe.
Okay. And actually, it sounds like we have to go for a break. So let's talk about the heart rate monitor when we get back. Personal trainer Chris on Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio. Up next, more on getting healthy. You want to know more about Chris or listening to other shows, check it out on www.fireitupwithcj.com. Make sure to keep around with me.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, Contact Reflex Analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio, the segment Chris Kessler, a certified ACE personal trainer. We have a really exciting two great freebies for you guys. One is, Chris, for the first five people who email Chris at cognitive.fitness@gmail.com will be able to get a free copy of her book. Tell us the title of your book again.
It's called Fresh Off the Couch, What You Didn't Know About Fitness Makes All the Difference.
Excellent. So send an email to cognitive, C-O-G-N-I-T-I-V-E, .fitness@gmail.com and put put book in the subject line, and Chris will be sending you a copy of her book for the first five folks. And also, if you are interested in doing a consultation with Chris, she's going to be raffling off to three listeners, a free consultation on using your heart to change your mind. Chris, we talked right before the break about heart rate monitors. Tell us a little bit about that, Chris, too, what that using your heart to change your mind is provocative. What does that mean?
Well, you were saying, you know, how do you know, how can you prevent yourself from getting hurt? One of the tools is a heart rate monitor, and in the book we teach people how to use it. Heart rate monitor can help you to know what it is you're doing and how hard you're doing it. And mm-hmm. that makes a big difference because a lot of the times people are just weighing themselves as a measure of how they're making progress. And, you know, when you talk about roadblocks to fitness, I don't know if you know when the BMI, the body mass index, was mm-hmm. invented.
No.
It was invented in the 1800s.
Wow.
So some of the tools that we use aren't very useful. I mean, that was not very scientifically developed. It was a statistical tool that somehow worked its way into a measure of us as fitness, but it's not a very good one.
Well, what should be our measure of fitness then? I mean, what should we be looking at?
Well, I think that you want to look at, first of all, what would be good for you as an individual. So a lot of people knew the BMI didn't really work for them. They just didn't understand why. Like, for instance, if you look at the people in your family, if you come from a family of St. Bernards, then it's unrealistic to want to work out to look like a greyhound, right?
Right. Right.
So knowing some of that helps a lot. And then figuring out where you're starting from. So if you're recovering, say you're recovering from hip surgery, to expect yourself to be down at the track in a couple of weeks would be very unrealistic. So if you were measuring it based on how fast you could run, you'd be frustrated.
Right.
So picking measurements like increasing your strength by a realistic amount in a certain time, increasing distance or time cardiovascular fitness in a certain amount, knowing where you start from. It's important to know that. In terms of weight, I know that's a question everybody has on their mind, and I'd say 90% of the people come and see me at the gym. That's one of their issues. And I always encourage people to think about feeling stronger and developing the cardiovascular strength and endurance and flexibility first.
Mm-hmm.
Then consider a weight goal. It's much more of a, for most people, it's much more of a cosmetic effort than it is something that relates to their health.
But why should I focus on the flexibility strength? I mean, if my main goal is to lose weight, why should I
focus on those three things first if my main goal is
Those things can be, you can be successful at those three things almost immediately out of the gate. And that's going to give you a much better sense of where you need to take it next. Weight loss, and we could probably do a whole program on this, weight loss is a lot more like dealing with quicksand. In some ways, the harder you struggle, the worse the struggle becomes. And there's a lot of different reasons why people carry what's considered extra weight. So understanding that, and if you have a history of struggling with it, you already know you've lost weight and you've regained it. And that sense of failure of regaining weight is a way to crush people's spirit. So I really encourage people to seek out those other three dimensions first and then to come up with a reasonable goal. Certainly nutrition is part of it, and that I know that you've had shows on nutrition. Finding a way to nurture your body, just think of that word nutrition, nurture your body through eating is an important step towards maintaining healthy weight.
Mm-hmm. Right. So really, instead of focusing, but don't you also think that if you did focus on strength, flexibility, and cardio, you would lose weight? I mean, I don't know very many people who have made those focuses and not lose weight. Is that possible to do those things and not lose weight?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, it actually is. It depends on what kind of genetics you have. I mean, personally, I weigh 167 pounds. I'm 5'6", if I sit up straight, and I run half marathons, and I do triathlons, and I get a lot of exercise. Mm-hmm. And I eat well, too. So I just won the genetic lottery in that respect. And most of the times people don't think I weigh that much, but I do. And so if I was just going to use my weight.
You must be like all muscle, Chris, because I know what Chris looks like, and I'm just shocked.
I mean, like if I just use my weight, I'm going to be discouraged. And lots of times people do use their weight. They do stuff, and they use the weight, and then they say, why should I even exercise if the weight isn't going to come off? There are so many health benefits to your brain, to your sense of well-being, to your cardiovascular system that exercise provides. And weight is not that good of a measure of health.
Yeah, that's actually really, that's fascinating, I think. Because it helps the people out there, like you said, who are like, what's wrong with me? Why am I not losing weight? How come other people are losing weight? And it could just be a matter of genetics.
Yeah.
And nothing more than that. And so you have to, I guess that helps me put in context what you're saying. So really, you just have to focus on the health benefits of strength and, you know, the cardiovascular, and focus on those metrics versus just a solitary number, which is your weight.
Right. And, you know, it's much more, in a person like myself, it's much more of a cosmetic kind of thing than it is a health thing.
Right. And like, yeah, because somehow we're all fixated because of these weird antiquated charts of how much we're supposed to weigh for our height. Granted, a pretty big range, but still, I think, I mean, I know I get fixated on those charts and wondering.
Yeah, and it's just, and even there was, if you look at NPR's website, they have a guy called the Math Guy, and he has 10 reasons why the BMI is bogus.
Hmm.
From a math standpoint of view.
Right. That's so funny.
It is funny.
So what are some other obstacles that people have when they're working out that they should know about? That, you know, we get a lot of, I was looking at the top excuses for not working out, you know, can't find a gym, can't afford a trainer, it's boring, I don't have enough time, too tired to work out.
Yeah, it is. I think that the more you know about yourself, I know I've said this before, some people are group people, and they're super inspired by group things.
Right.
They will show up because they know that people there are looking, you know, will miss them. And that's great. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do really well if they have a friend who's going to, you know, kind of talk them through it, distract them through it, and that's great too. For some people, hiring a personal trainer is absolutely perfect. And some people will say, well, it's an expense that they don't want to pay because they shouldn't have to pay. They should just be able to make themselves do it. But if you respond to that, I would encourage you to go ahead if you have the financial resources to do that, because you're going to find that you'll make so much faster improvement if you respond to having a person there. And once you get that sense of success, you'll be able to maintain a program on your own much more easily. Finding activities that really mean something to you, like orienteering, where you use a map and you kind of run around with this map looking for various checkpoints. That's a great way of getting a lot of exercise without having to think about what you're doing.
Yeah. I think even just walking, like one of the things that I started doing now is I walk to the grocery store, and I think I'm going to actually walk every day to the grocery store and get food so that everything is super fresh out of the grocery store. And I do that mostly to get my steps in, but also like, well, it's kind of cool to have fresh food every day, and it's far, but it's not that bad. And it actually, and you'd be surprised when you walk, it could be like 3 miles by the time you add all these grocery store visits and latte runs and all these other things.
That's right. That's right. No, that's a great idea. Plus, you get to be outdoors.
Yeah.
And we don't get enough vitamin D. We don't get enough exposure to outdoors in general.
So, Chris, I really want to thank you for sharing your advice on how to get off the couch and start your new path to fitness. So next Thursday on Fired Up with CJ, we have Catherine Scott, who is an international recognized authority on dating and attracting love. She's been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Cosmopolitan, and Match.com. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Thursday at 4 p.m.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.